Right, let's have a look back at the Commonwealth Games. It has been quite an event, and joining us once again for his view on the sports, we have with us Tom Barton. Hello, Tom.
How are you?
All good here, Tom. Great to catch up with you once again. For the final time, we're going to be chatting actually because the games are over.
Yeah, we had the closing ceremony last night. We had a surprise performance from Ozzy Osbourne, didn't we? Great to have a bunch of Brummy acts entertaining the crowd after what was a brilliant games. The weather does help, of course. Ticket sales exceeded expectations, actually. The British crowds can't get enough of these major games, it seems. A lot of the athletes, I think they really notice it as well. They are spurred on, no doubt about it. We had England's best medal haul out of Commonwealths with 174, only two medals overall behind the Aussies. It was 57 golds for England. Scotland also left with a bumper haul, sixth in the medal table, apart from their home showing at Glasgow in 2014. They won more golds and more medals than at any other games. Wales were eighth in the medal table, while Northern Ireland rose to 11th from 20th 4 years ago with those five golds in the boxing. That was brilliant. So I've put together a top 10 moments. I've actually avoided some of the stars we maybe knew about. The Lauras, you know, Kenny and Muir winning gold, special moments there, of course. Adam Peaty and KJT. So yeah, maybe some new names that we didn't necessarily know about. So at number 10, I've gone with powerlifter Emily Campbell, the euphoria after her gold. This was brilliant. So she had successive Commonwealth record breaking lifts. Yeah, this was in the women's 87 plus kilos event, and electric atmosphere in there. She won gold. Yeah, you could see that was just years of dedication and passion in her celebration. At nine, I've gone for Neil Fackey and James Ball going head to head in the velodrome for the tandem cycling. So we said, didn't we, earlier in the week, how they'd swap pilots in the build up. They then swapped positions on the podium, so they each won a gold and a silver. And James with what was Wales's first gold of the games, actually. Stephen Bate with a bronze, and Aileen McGlynn as well with a silver and bronze.
Yeah, glad you put Neil in there. That was a great one. I was pleased to see. We spoke to him kind of before the event, and he was really looking forward to it, totally focused on it. And as you say, you know, some of these guys are going in with brand new pilots, you know, and it takes a while to build up that relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. So no, that was brilliant. At eight in the roundup, I've gone with gymnast Jake Jarman from Peterborough. He's only 20. He won four golds. Amazing, really. The floor, the vaults, all around, and the team comp as well. His heroics were acknowledged with the flag bearing duties, actually, for the closing ceremony for England last night. And another breakout star, Andrea Spindolini-Siriek. She's only 17. This is my number seven, by the way. So Andrea won double diving gold and the silver as well. Her dad is Fred from First Dates. He was watching on from the stands, beaming with pride. And there was a lovely moment when the team belly flopped into the pool in celebration at the end. Good job they didn't try that from the 10-metre platform. Number six in the top 10. So the paratriathlon. And this was for the first time in games history we had visually impaired triathletes taking part. And to top it all, England won gold in the men's and the women's events. So Dave Ellis and Katie Crowhurst, with Chloe Mackham taking a silver for Northern Ireland as well. That was great. Top five then, we've got powerlifter Mickey Yule. He returned from Afghanistan in a coma to Birmingham, actually, and he was fighting for his life. He'd lost a leg and the other had to be amputated, having finished fourth in Glasgow and on the Gold Coast 4 years ago as well. He pulled a personal best bench press of 192 kilograms out of the bag, and he won bronze. Quite a story for Mickey Yule. At four, Zach Shaw, just because it rhymes, really. This is visually impaired sprinter Zach Shaw winning silver in the 100 metres. A blistering run from Zach. That was his first major games medal, and hopefully it's the first of many. So top three, England women's hockey had to be in here. They won gold for the very first time after beating Australia. The hosts put in a dominant performance, really, against Australia. And they can now finally add that gold to their what was three previous silver medals. In second place, the golden oldies. So 75-year-old George Miller became the oldest Commonwealth gold medalist in games history. He won the Para Bowls mixed pairs final, and he was the lead director for partially sighted partner Melanie Innes. Together, they brought home gold for Scotland after beating Wales in the B2 B3 final. And of course, he surpassed Scottish teammate Rosemary Lenton, didn't he? Who briefly held the title for 24 hours. She's 72, and she was part of the women's pairs B6 B8 final with Pauline Wilson. And at number one, I thought I had to give it to Ailish McColgan, who won gold. Yes. She won a silver as well, didn't she? But the gold in the 10,000 meters. I'm still not sure how she managed it. Almost a week on, it was a completely enthralling, gripping final lap. And you know, she's very tall for a runner, so you thought she would maybe be picked off. You could see how much it was hurting, just from the expression on her face. And she said afterwards, "There's no way she could have done it without the crowd, really just vibrating through her body." A big hug with mum. You could see how much it meant to both of them. Flower of Scotland on the podium, very emotional for everyone. And I should say notable mentions for VI swimmers, Stephen Clegg and Hannah Russell, with their silvers in the pool as well.
Yeah, well done to them in the pool. Of course, Stephen is Libby Clegg's brother, and that was he was swimming, and Libby was obviously fourth in the velodrome as well, shooting really well her first time there on the bike after hanging up the running spikes. I would have probably put Ailish at number one as well.
Would you? Okay.
Yeah, that would be my highlight, because I don't think they rated her to actually, you know, podium gold anyway. For the 10,000 metres. And I think was it 25 times around the track, something like that, you got to do for the 10,000, which is phenomenal. And good to George Miller as well. We spoke with him, actually. He talked about taking that medal as the oldest Commonwealth medal winner, and he said to us we was hoping to extend that the next games as well to be a medal winner too.
Let's hope so.
So yeah, a cracking night. And for the closing ceremony as well, and Ozzy Osbourne is making a rare appearance with Duran Duran kicking it off way back at the start again. Another spectacular night. I missed some of the closing ceremony. Did Perry the Bull make an appearance?
No, but I mean, it really was the talk, wasn't it, all the way through? I think that's a standout moment from the opening ceremony for sure.
Yeah,
that was quite spectacular, wasn't it? I know there's been a lot of talk this week about it, but no. So you know, maybe you can get across to Victoria in 4 years' time.
you never know. But yeah, crack, good top 10 there. Some nice picks in there for the games. And it's all over again for another few years. Of course, we've got the IBSA Games coming to Birmingham next year for the blind sports. And that is, of course, a qualifier for many for the Paralympics as well. There's obviously other European World Championships coming up, but that'll be the next biggie coming to Birmingham. All in all then, Tom, have you enjoyed this year's event?
Very much so. Yes, I think there was potential for the Commonwealth Games, I think, to gradually maybe lose a bit of interest. I think what was amazing to see is that the crowds just couldn't get enough. You don't really see that at the Olympics. You don't see packed. You see big crowds, but not quite on the Commonwealth level. I think for the home nations, it's a perfect place to really get, you know, get some medals, build some experience. Loved it. As we said at the top, I think the weather does help when you've got that sunny setting and you've got everyone in a good mood. But no, I think as probably came through in that top 10, it was just for me as a sports fan, just to learn of some new names and the new stories. And I think that's what makes sport so gripping, because it's unscripted, isn't it? Yeah. And you can't get it from a film. A sport is something special.
Well, we'll look forward to the next big event, and we'll get you back on again, Tom. We'll need to find out what that's going to be. We'll get you back.
Looking forward to it. Thanks,
we'll,
Alan.
We'll pop you back in the cupboard, and we'll bring you out for the next big event. Thanks a lot, Tom.
Cheers.
There we go, Tom, with his roundup of the Commonwealth Games.